I'm Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion meditation, where today we're going to be taking communion over John chapter 15. Now, had a little bit of technical difficulties today, so we're going to be jumping right into the communion meditation for today because the early parts were having some trouble getting those recorded. So we're going to jump right in to get this over with just a little bit quicker today. So John chapter 15, just an amazing passage of scripture, where Jesus talks about we can abide in him. We think about communion. We have this power to abide in him. Communion is one of the most powerful ways, I believe, to abide in him. So here's what it says. John chapter 15. We're going to read the first couple of paragraphs today. Jesus says, I'm the vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that we'll be even more fruitful. You're already clean because of the word I've spoken to you. Remain in me, as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I'm the vine and you're the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you'll bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up and thrown into the fire and burned. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Now remain in my love, and if you keep my commandments, you'll remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. I've told you this, that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this, love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You're my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you my friends, for everything that I learned from my Father, I've made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, and so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you. This is my command. Love each other. So just got some amazing promises in here. Just thinking something that's standing out to me here today. It says verse 6 here, if you do not remain in me, you're like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up and thrown into the fire and burned. Just thinking about it, there's that verse. I can't remember the reference for it. But it says, you know, each of us is building in our life. Some people are building with wood and straw and stubble. Some people are building with precious stones. How are we building with precious stones? We do it in him. The things that we build on our own that we're not remaining in him are going to get burned up. But the things that we build together with him, that he does through work through us, those are the things that are going to truly last. So Father, we're just so thankful for these amazing promises that we see here today. That we can remain in you. We can remain in Christ. We can remain in his love. We can ask for anything in his name. Can ask for anything in his name. Just some amazing promises. So Father, we're asking for your help. We're asking for your help for this love to flow through us. Asking for your help to remain in you. Asking for your help for this love to flow through us. Asking for your help to know what are the right things to ask for. You said we can ask for anything that we want in your name. Asking for your help with that today. And Father, we thank you for this bread. And then on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and said, this is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And he said, take it. Receive it. Then he makes you right and holy and perfect in God's sight through his one sacrifice. So Father, we thank you for this bread. And I ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, this is the cup of the new covenant. In my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many. It's that forgiveness of sins that brings us into the light. We have this covenant relationship with him. We can remain in him. Father, we thank you for this cup. I ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. All right, let's talk about some health and fitness stuff here. When we're doing our exercise, this is a great way for us to practice remaining in him, staying connected to him. Let's experience him doing the work. Let's rest and trust on the inside that he's flowing through us as we do the work in the workout. Stay connected to him, remain in him, and trust in him to do the work. Because the work that we do on our own, not remaining in him, gets burned up, doesn't produce results that last. Whatever work we do in him is going to produce lasting results in our body. Just do the work in him. Keep your eyes fixed on him. Sometimes I have to remember this. When I'm doing my workout, I have to remember this. I get focused on, you know, lifting the weights and doing these types of things. I got to remember to stay connected to him, to remain in him. But I hope this has been helpful for you today. A little shorter version today. We got pressed for time with some technical difficulties. But I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you can go to the AbundantLifeTrainingCenter.com.